We've been talking about the sad old story of Channel 10. It seems that something's gone terribly wrong again. They're sort of on the verge of a voluntary administration today. And, of course, what's going to happen to them, we are not quite sure. But maybe they need to bring back It's a Knockout or the Up Late Game Show with Hot Dogs. Or who better to talk to? We've got Andrew Mercado, who's a bit of a TV historian and author and a great commentator to talk to about this. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER. It's been a bit of a hellish day for anyone, not only investors of Channel 10, but also the people who work there. What's your take on what's happened today?
Oh, look, this was a tragedy that's been unfolding for quite a few years now. I mean, if you look at the history of Channel 10, they have been in this position a couple of times before. In 1972, they were a very young, fledgling network. They couldn't compete with 7 and 9, and they took a huge gamble and a risk on a completely audacious, outrageous TV show called Number 96, and it worked, and it was a huge hit, and Channel 10 became a force through the 1970s to be reckoned with.
So that saved them, that show?
Absolutely, it saved them. Right. It gave them the money to buy bigger American shows. Mm-hmm. It gave them money to make new Australian shows. And for 1972, 73 and 74, they had the number one show on TV.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, so it just takes one show sometimes to really reinvigorate a station.
Yes, but the lesson there was they took a risk. Mm. They really did something quite outrageous that had never been done before on TV. And the problem today, is that a lot of stuff has already been done. But I definitely think that the management at Channel 10 today play it too safe. And they don't make the type of decisions and pick the type of shows that really go for hell and, really stand out amongst the pack.
Well, that's it. See, I always see Channel 10 as that station that may be a little bit more edgy than the other two commercial stations.
Yep.
They've aimed maybe at a younger audience, which I guess in this day and age maybe backfires on them because younger people don't watch live TV so much.
Yes, but don't forget Channel 10 threw that audience away. The last time they were in receivership at the start of the 1990s, there was one Australian show they had on air that was working, and that was E Street. Only Australian production that survived. And the reason E Street was working was that all the kids were watching it and a lot of men were watching it, which is unusual for a soap opera. Right. And so within that, they saw the key to their future. Hey, let's just appeal to the cool kids. So they went after a very valuable advertising demographic. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they were by far the most profitable network in Australia. They weren't number one, but they were the most profitable. Wow. And then the next thing you know, new management and new investors take it over. They throw away their audience by saying, oh, you kids, you cool kids, you all nick off now and go watch your shows on Channel 11. We want to make Channel 10 a force to be reckoned with, and we're going head-to-head with 7 and 9 in news. Mm-hmm. And that all turned out to be a disaster, and that audience has never come back to them.
Wow, that's it's a really interesting way of putting it. I'd never really thought about it, but you're right. They've moved things like Neighbours and a lot of The Simpsons and things like that onto 11 and not on their main channel. So if you weren't watching your main channel, you decided you didn't care about that anymore, you just switched off.
Under Lachlan Murdoch, they went from making millions of dollars to losing millions of dollars within 18 months. And, you know, now you've got the Murdochs and Sky News and Foxtel poised to maybe take over. There's talk that Sky News will take over their news department, which would be a terrible thing to happen. Mm. Because if you watch Sky News now, you'll see that it's becoming more and more biased, more and more right-wing. The danger, I think, is that they're trying to turn themselves into a local version of Fox News. And, you know, to then take over Channel 10, you know, which is, you know, I've just hit pause on the button here now. I watch Sandra Sully every night at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
I would hate to think that they'd be taking a version from Sky News that was horribly biased. It's just a terrible situation they're in now.
Geez, that would be scary, wouldn't it? And I watched The Project, which I think is quite a balanced show. They do try and balance it up anyway. And shows like that, I'm sure they wouldn't have a place for them if people like Murdoch took over.
Look at how many gold Logies the project has won, you know, and you know that is a show that doesn't necessarily win the ratings every night. But again, what an audience base, because it's not like the Logies are rigged every year. The Logies win because the most people in Australia who are voting for those awards vote for Gary Bickmore and vote for Waleed Ali, and that's how they won Gold Logie. So, you know, once again, Channel 10 have the makings of the really cool show, but it's just not enough anymore because they continue to not take as many risks in some other areas.
Yeah, really interesting to see what happens. Of course, if it does go into private hand again, you've got 17,000 shareholders who basically come away with nothing. So there's a lot of people invested in the station, hoping that it will turn itself around, but it doesn't look so good at the moment. Well, really interesting to talk to you, Andrew. We'll be wondering if something will save them, something will come out of the blue and save the station, but right now it doesn't look so good. But if history told us anything, they'll probably stick around for a while longer.
I'd like to think so, because there's a lot of very talented people that work at Channel 10, and it would be an awful time for them now wondering what's happening next.
Indeed. Yeah. It's a tumultuous time in media as it is, let alone with a TV station on the brink.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us here at 2SER. Good luck with your cinema up at Southwest Rocks, as I hear, and hopefully we can chat to you again.
Thanks very much. Anytime.
Cheers. That's Andrew Mercado, Australian TV movie historian and also author of a book, Super Aussie Soaps. Look out for that if you're interested in that sort of thing.